USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The suspect in the 1988 bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland, is back in lockup after making an appearance in a D.C. court. The elderly Libyan man faces two counts of destruction of an aircraft resulting in death. An explosion on board killed all 270 on board, including 190 Americans, many of which who were students flying home for Christmas after a semester abroad. President Biden is set to host the U.S.-Africa summit beginning Tuesday. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is announcing U.S. support for Africa to be a permanent member of the G20.
It's past time for Africa to have permanent seats at the table in international organizations and initiatives. And the president also plans to underscore his commitment to U.N. Security Council reform, including support for a permanent member from the African continent.
Subaru is recalling nearly 300,000 SUVs over the danger of fire.
An electrical grounding bolt connected to the heating system on some Subaru Ascents may have been improperly fastened. That's why the company's recalling the SUVs made between 2019 and this year. But before you get to the dealer for a fix, Subaru recommends you park your Ascent outside, away from the house, and don't leave it unattended while the vehicle is running. That's the Subaru Ascent made in the past 3 years. I'm Richard Johnson.
The official start of winter is still over a week away, but dual winter storms are hitting millions of Americans. More than 15 million people in 14 states, including Kansas, Colorado, Oklahoma, and Texas, are under some sort of winter weather alert. FTX founder and Democratic donor Sam Bankman-Fried is in custody after being arrested in the Bahamas. This is USA Radio News.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
The Biden administration is proposing to increase its border security budget by $3 billion for the 2023 fiscal year as part of a larger government funding bill. California Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna is calling for Congress to pass the funding on Fox.
The president does want to do something. Those of us in the House want to do something. We want to see secure borders and an orderly immigration process, but we need funding to do that. We need funding for Border Patrol agents.
In Michigan, the Department of Energy is announcing a $2.5 billion loan to Ultimum Cells, LLC, part of the Biden administration's efforts to support manufacturing of batteries for electric vehicles. In Detroit on Monday, Michigan Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow speaks about what this means for jobs in the state.
This is a vision that has been put together to make sure that we are bringing jobs home and investing in America in good-paying jobs.
A judge says a lawsuit brought by a former Virginia Tech woman soccer player over kneeling before games can go forward. The ruling allows Kirsten Henning to sue her coach, who she claims benched her for refusing to kneel during a pregame social justice demonstration in 2020. Henning said the coach verbally abused her and cut her playing time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.